our connection.
Hold on, little mama. You didn't know say Sheila have a house at Trelawney?
Yes, why you asking me that now? I called to ask about something else.
You know, easy. Because you call for something else, that's all you want to talk about? I am not entitled to ask about Sheila.
I did not say that, Daphne. Look now, I answer your question, right? I said yes, I did know. What else it is you need to know?
I want to know how comes you never say anything to me and how often you and Sheila talk.
I did not say anything because it's none of your business. And also, oh, half me and I talk is none of your business. Anything else?
You see your life funny? When you want something, it's me you call. But you always a take side with Sheila. Is that right, man?
Daphne, I know you and Sheila do not get along. So I don't want to have any conversation about that. That is all. You look now. You and your sister need to start out to no issues and do not bring me into the middle half hit.
Okay, Mama. You was asking me about some illegal connection up the street.
No. I said that after Sheila tell me what you tell her, I was also thinking I need to send a letter to JPS to claims for something.
To claims for what, Mama?
Few years ago, my microwave get leaked. And I knew it's JPS fault. I wasn't going to say anything because me no one then go single me out. And next thing you know, every minute me lighter cut off.
Well, first of all, JPS not carry grudge, you see? Them not steal like some people in our family. If you make a claim against them, whether they're liable or not, that don't have anything to do with the service them provide to them customer.
What the way you know?
Then if you never think me know what you call me about it for?
You keep a complaint that I do not call unless I want something. So I just call for call sake.
What?
You explaining about JPS or not?
Aye, sir. How long ago the microwave leak? And why me just hearing about it?
I don't need to tell you everything. It's not one child I have. It leaked about 2 years ago, Miss Nosy.
Me not ask because me want to know your business, you know. I asking because you have up to 6 years to file a claim. So I just want to know if the time passed yet. That's all.
You could have did tell me that without a try to find out how long ago the microwave leaked. You could have just said that I have up to 6 years to make the claim and then just done the argument, Daphne.
Mama, look, you give me a headache. Me go lay down.
Oh, so you don't talk to me now, you just go come off of the phone.
Lord have mercy. Mama, what you want from me?
I need nothing from you. But in me neighbor do, that's right. Me neighbor had a similar problem and said to me that maybe it's because of the people up the street that are thief in the light. That is why fear microwave get licked.
So the same appliance for your neighbor get licked? Alright, I mean I gotta argue with you. But what I would tell you is that different things can affect the power supply that come to you.
Like what?
Like illegal connection.
I just said that. You're listening or what?
Like illegal connection. Trees are fall down from power line, corrosion, dirt and rust on the line and them kind of something there.
So how that becomes my problem?
I never said it was your problem, Mama. I'm just letting you know some of the things that can affect or interrupt the power supply.
I see so. Anyway. So up to 6 years yourself, correct?
Yes, You want me file the claim for you?
I am on goal. There is nothing wrong with me. I will do it myself.
All right, look now. Me go lay down.
So when you're filing, you just call them and you make them know, correct?
No, Mama. You have to put it in writing and put your name and address on it. Mailing address plus email address.
I look like I have time for newfangled foolishness, but he's me, El Daphne.
Also, put on your phone number and the date and time when the incident happened. Give them your account number and try as best as you can to explain exactly what happened. You also need to tell JPS what item get damaged.
Oh, I see so. Well, I am going to lay down now. Goodbye.
You've reached the voicemail box of 55.
Mezi, me a come at your yard now, me hope you cook. It's a good thing you get for choose your friend them, for you certainly can't choose your family.
Join us again next time for another in the series, Power Connection, brought to you by the Jamaica Public Service Company Limited, changing lives with our energy.
The proceeding was brought to you in time allowed for government broadcasts.